Hi, I'm Ed Meyer, and you're listening to the Business Forward podcast. Business Forward helps local business leaders fix Washington by bringing Washington to them. Subscribe to our podcast to hear conversations between policy experts, elected officials, and local business leaders about important issues like climate action and affordable health care. We've put together an 8 rules episode on how to speak with your local media. Please look for that on the podcast series. We've also put together a few short episodes on how to talk to your neighbors, your colleagues, what to expect from them, what kind of tough questions they might fire your way. We hope you enjoy these helpful tips. Jim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's talk about green jobs. What does a business leader need to know to promote clean energy jobs and investments, and how should they talk about that with their neighbors?
The first advice, the advice that we give whenever we're talking to business leaders about any issue, is to really focus on your audience and how they're approaching the problem. And if you're trying to persuade people in the middle about the value of green jobs, you've got to put that value in context. Simply rattling off a bunch of green job numbers just won't work. You need to compare the green job opportunity to traditional fossil fuel jobs. So today in America, for every one coal job, there are 16 jobs in clean energy, and those jobs tend to pay better, and they cover a range of skills and types of work. It's just a game changer.
So I'm from Texas. When I talk to people about clean jobs and green jobs, there's some people that are going to do better and others that aren't going to do so well as the economy changes. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I may be an outlier on this, but I think it's important to acknowledge winners and losers, and the fact that the shift from fossil fuels to renewables really has the opportunity to redistribute energy jobs across the country, to democratize them in the way they are not now. So right now, most energy jobs are concentrated in a relatively small number of states that have a lot of fossil fuels: California, Texas, Louisiana, a few others. When you switch to solar and wind, you have the opportunity to bring those jobs all across the country, and in particular to the Midwest.
What about those communities that can't compete for these jobs? Like, let's say there's urban areas that don't have room for wind turbines. How do you talk to those folks?
Well, I think it helps to put in context. So if you focus on the Midwest imports about $104 billion worth of oil, gas, and coal every year. So for the Midwest at large, it's a $104 billion buy local opportunity each year. Now, buying local won't always mean that you can buy energy from the wind turbine or the solar panel down the street. For big cities in the Midwest like Detroit, buying local means buying from wind turbines upstate. So like in Michigan, it'd be Traverse City. But the energy that Detroit's buying from Traverse City creates jobs in the state, creates tax revenues, which go a long way to fixing roads everywhere else. So it may not be down the street, but if it's in your state, you're benefiting.
So let's say you're a business leader and I'm the skeptical neighbor who's firing off tough questions at you. What are some of those questions and what are the answers to those?
The one I tend to focus on is people are just generally skeptic about the numbers. They think that they're being driven by subsidies or that they just think you're making up the numbers. The way that we find most effective to explain it is to focus on the virtuous cycle that's driving prices down and capacity up. 10 years ago, investments were made that created new technologies that made these sources of energy more efficient. That efficiency caused prices to drop. The lower prices encouraged more demand and more capacity. That new capacity encouraged even more R&D, which led to more efficiencies and so on. So what you have is this virtuous cycle that is driving prices down and capacity up. Now, in business, reinforcing cycles are extremely powerful. They can be good, like the one that's working in renewable energy, and they can work for you, or they can work against you, like the national debt and deficit is working against our economy. So what we try to do is explain to people the reinforcing cycle that's really at work here.
Jim Doyle, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and we appreciate all your advice.
Great to be here.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. For more information on Business Forward programming, visit businessfwd.org. The Business Forward podcast is a production of Business Forward, hosted by me, Ed Meyer, and Jim Doyle. Produced and engineered by Alexia Lipman and Alex Passanen. Special thanks to our Director of Programming, Jana Platt. Thank you for listening. See you next time.